Hey folks, Future Will here. We say this in the episode, but just want to note that this episode was recorded before PRGE here in Portland on the weekend of the 17th. Want to give a huge thank you to all the Guppy fans specifically who came out to the convention, and then especially to the meetup afterwards. It was so cool to meet you and to then try to avoid you saying nice things to me, and then after you said nice things to me, going, I gotta go play some pinball, and leaving, thank you, and sorry about me. But you knew. Hello and welcome to Everything to Guppy, the podcast where we talk about every single item, enemy, everything in The Binding of Isaac. I'm William Hughes, and I'm joined as always by a guy who's toasty, the Batman of podcasting, Gary Butterfield.
Hello, and this is Will Hughes, the Sub-Zero of podcasting.
Whoa, but from Running Man.
Oh, yeah. Still pretty cool in either. Professor Tanaka from the Running Man?
Yeah, I really thought when I was a kid that that was a Mortal Kombat reference.
The, that he was Sub-Zero, yeah.
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 I was trying to figure out
who
the other Running Man guys were supposed to map onto from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. The Running Man guys are kind of Mortal Kombat coded.
Yeah, Dynamo's kind of a Raiden type.
Yeah. Running Man fighting game. Bada bing, done.
Bada bing and done.
Next, bring it in, video game pitches. Come on.
Bring on the Rat Boy video game.
Yeah.
The Cassette Goblin video game series.
Please.
What was the horror movie you did? Like Dead Night or it was a sequel.
Night, Deadly Night 5.
There we go, yeah.
Yeah. I was reading a Cassette Goblin on my toilet because my phone was charging.
Uh-huh.
And it was pretty funny.
Cassette Goblin was good, man. If people don't know, that was Gary's zine he used to do about basically like old VHS movies that he had a lot of affection for.
I still really want to do something with that, like compile those all into a book or something. I just haven't had time. And like
I've got all my copies around here somewhere.
Yeah, I'm going to dig out a copy for our friend Jack for Portland Retro Gaming Expo. He never got the first one, and because he's a friend, I'm like, yeah, I'll give it you. I got like six of these left. You can have one.
We can find you a booth to sit at with, I'll bring mine, you bring whatever your backlog is, and we'll just sell them.
Yeah, little like reading room. Unlike my not popular book, Atomic, I do not have a bunch of Cassette Goblins. I've got like three or four of each one.
Bring a couple Atomics to the PRGE. Hand them out to fans. Yeah.
I was thinking I'm going to start putting them in little free libraries.
That would be, I mean, that's genuinely a good idea.
Yeah. Another thing, because it's like, I would love to not just call it a loss. You know, I like that book. It feels bad that nobody liked it. But I also don't feel like doing a big marketing push and selling them and shit. Right now, so
no. But I think putting them in little boxes around the city, fun.
Yeah, I think so too. And what a fun thing to find if you didn't know that it existed, and you were on exactly my wavelength.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think I've talked about it before, but it's not entirely unlike it. Your book is good, and this book was bad. But the time I was at Goodwill and I found Cousin Henry Potter and the Terrible Time Machine.
Yes. Yeah, I love self-published books at Goodwill, especially how they'll show up in huge stacks that mean someone died.
Yeah, probably the author?
Yeah, death of the author. There's a thing.
Oh, shit.
That's what that's referring to, actually, like in books. It's referring to when you find a bunch of self-published books at Goodwill.
Gary, please don't barth all over me.
Love it. Love it.
Since you said that thing last week, week before last, about me not being as good and funny a streamer as Northern Lion, I've really been trying to be funnier.
You've been doing a good job so far.
You don't watch my streams. You don't know.
No, not at streaming. No, I just mean on the podcast. I have no idea what your streams are like.
That really, it really fucked me up.
I'm sorry.
No, it's good. It's been motivating.
He's like a professional, funny person. He's been doing
so
it for
am
a long
I.
time. Well, you don't have to be better than somebody. Like,
but I would like for the people who love me, for that love to bridge the gulf in talent.
I hang out with you. It bridges it.
But you don't watch my streams.
Do you remember last week when we talked about blowing smoke up asses? I'm not trying to blow smoke up your ass.
I could use a little smoke up there from time to time to really tenderize the meat and bring out the flavor.
Tenderize the ass and get the intestine going good.
Gary, yeah.
I'm a better podcaster than podcasts that you listen to.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know, because I think it would be silly for me to be like, do you like me more than the McElroys? You'd be like, no, I like those guys. They're funnier. They've been doing it for years. I've liked them forever.
But your Mr. Popular doesn't mean good.
Yeah, I'm super happy with. No, I just mean to you.
Okay.
Like,
no, I think you're a better podcaster than those guys.
I think I'm a better podcaster than one of them. But, yeah, I don't know.
I think you're a better podcaster than those guys. You're funnier than those guys.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Because you're my friend.
Would you think that if I wasn't your friend?
Gary, I don't have that guy here to talk to. I can't ask him. I can't ask counterfactual Will from opposite Earth.
Yeah.
I'm not James fucking Gunn setting up an alternate universe story for 7 episodes and then kicking it in the balls and knocking it and just doing a different thing that's all music videos for my finale.
Is that what happened? I've only seen the aftermath.
I'm still a little salty about Peacemaker's finale. I know it's been a couple weeks for people.
I thought I saw good reviews of it on the AV Club, but I've also seen it.
I disagree with, I respectfully very strongly disagree with that review.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a unified front, the AV Club.
It sure isn't.
What makes it fun to read. It's all interesting takes from different folk.
That's actually, thank you for just saying our marketing copy.
Yeah. Interesting takes from different folk.
Underneath, asterisk, it takes all kinds.
It takes all kinds. And then under that, the world don't move just to the beat of just one drum.
And then below that, sawi.
And then what might be right for you may not be right for some.
What is that from? Why can't I? Is that just Different Strokes?
That's Different Strokes.
Okay, yeah. My memory's getting worse, Gary. I can't immediately pull. I recognize things. Like, I see the faces of people, and I know I recognize them. But is that my dad?
Yeah.
And am I six?
Are you seeing them in, like, other people, or are you seeing them in, like, objects and at night?
It's like a lot of objects, yeah, and at night. Yeah.
Like, oh, it's Dad Toaster again.
And they're, like, crouched over and hissing about how they can smell my cum.
Yeah. While it's inside you.
And I'm asleep and paralyzed.
Yeah. Yeah. Ew, yeah, that's no good. I've been meaning to say
And they keep telling me it's my fault this is happening.
That part I disagree with, but to be honest with you and not blow smoke up your ass, we have been smelling your cum from inside your body for a couple of years now.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, no. It's not thanks.
I've worked hard to cultivate it.
No, it's actually becoming a little bit of a problem.
For who?
For your surrounding.
The answer isn't
surrounding.
Me, I'm good.
Well, as a courtesy.
You'll stop talking about this?
Before the meetup.
As a courtesy, you'll shut the fuck up?
I would like you to deodorize your internal cum just a little bit. Like, do some scrubbers.
Yeah, and I guess if you could just, like, change the name of your podcast and, like, destroy your look and just fuck your brand completely, sure. Since that's what you're asking me to do. Fuck my brand.
What's your endgame with this brand? Because it hasn't raised... Listen, I've been talking to the Retronauts, and they haven't asked to have you back, so I think that the brand thing is maybe not working.
Gary, don't make things too real.
Okay.
It's been a while since Bob's reached out. It's been a minute.
Yeah. It has been a minute. They have a huge stable of just people I've never heard of, though, so don't feel too bad. It's been a minute since he's reached out to me as well.
Okay.
That's actually not true. I was going to be on a couple of Fridays ago, but I was sick. But before that, it had been quite a while.
And when you were like, when you were sick,
mm-hmm.
You communicating through an email or a DM or what?
This was through email.
In that email, did you include the line, but Will's free?
No, I subbed in K. Yeah, threw K a bone on that one.
Yeah, okay. That's cool.
It was about a K subject. It was about horror FMV games.
Sure. Yeah, I hate those. I don't like
to
talk
about Darkseid.
I could absolutely fucking talk about Darkseid. Well,
I subbed in K.
All the weird H.R. Giger art. Mike Dawson.
Yeah, I would have enjoyed talking about it, but I was too sick.
Me too, man. Me too. It was weird.
What's that voice?
Just tired.
We're tired. This is the second episode we're recording in one day, and every single time that happens, that's a lot.
Yeah, and it's also just doing this show is just a series of small indignities being delivered upon you by the other person.
So. We were talking about the scent of your cum from inside your body.
I don't remember
that. Not
too
long ago.
You mean we were talking about the shape of my father's face peering out at me from objects?
Well, yeah, it was part of the same general melange.
I only remember my father's face.
Yeah.
Take that, the gunslinger.
Yeah, don't forget the face of your father. I knew that was a reference to.
Haven't.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew from the graphic novel with art by Jay Lee.
You love to say what the art's by.
Yeah, I can't remember who wrote the graphic novel of the adaptation of The Gunslinger.
We always forget to say, Everything to Guppy, the podcast with music from...
Yeah, with music from...
Danny Boyarsky? Or is this... Do we use the original soundtrack?
We use the original, I think.
And art by Edmund McMillan, modified.
Modified by us. For now. Wait for that pivot, and we might have new art. New music.
Really?
Yeah, I don't see why not. We don't have to, but yeah. We do have very strong audio branding, though. We don't want to fuck that up.
Yeah, we can keep using the Binding of Isaac music, I think.
Yeah, you're right. Like, I don't really see any reason not to. And a long enough timeline will just be in Binding of Isaac magic set. So,
oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Full circle. That would be good. I would enjoy seeing that.
John Darnielle's got one of those little magic sets.
I do.
And it's actually nice. It's mountains, which is funny. But they're they're like traditional mountains with like a little poem that he wrote.
A little poem. The fun
non-cringe.
Fact, I had that in a card for you for a birthday gift one year and went with something different.
Interesting.
Yeah. I was like, is this friendly enough for Will? Is this John Darnielle enough? Or is this too magic-y? And I ended up siding with something different. I can't remember what I did that year, but I was like, oh, this is what I get for Will.
Yeah. This year I got you some art from the Comic-Con for your birthday.
It's true. Yeah. A beautiful travel poster for Limdell.
Yeah. I spent it's good to have a task when you're going through like Artist Alley and stuff. Like,
agreed.
And I was like, let's find the 1% of things here that Gary would not find abhorrent.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of just like the Joker. And shit like that. Like, there's a lot of images of things or it's all this shit from Arcane.
A lot of it's from Arcane. Obviously, a lot of it now is Freyren or K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah. Now, the K-pop Demon Hunters is the new, if I see something I don't recognize it, it's a K-pop Demon Hunter.
It's almost certainly one of those pop hunters.
It could also be a Hasbin Hotel.
Now, the Vivzy Pop stuff is very easy to recognize. She has a very distinctive art style. But
Vivzy Pop, is that the person who does the Hasbin Hotel?
Yes.
Okay.
Vivzy and is working Pop. On the Homestuck cartoon.
Fucking gross.
Sorry, man. Sorry, man.
It's okay.
Sorry.
No part of that seems good to me. But also, like, it doesn't matter if it's good. I'm just old. K-pop Demon Hunters could be good.
K-pop Demon Hunters is my wife loves it. I did not sit down and watch it. My wife loves it, and I trust her taste in things like that. So.
No, I'm sure it is fun for if you want to listen to a bunch of K-pop.
And who doesn't?
Well, me.
What are you listening to lately? What music are you listening to?
Oh, there's a new John Mouse album. I listen to that. Yeah.
What else?
There's a band called Sharp Pins I've been listening to, which they sound like they're music for like me and guys in my band, but they're all, you know, early 20s they-thems. So it's wild. Cool. It's like they them's making music for 40 something he hims. It's kind of great. They're real good.
Yeah. I've been listening to mostly there are a couple groups that do 8-bit nu metal covers, and those are on Spotify. So that's been mostly me.
8-bit nu metal covers. Which direction? Is it nu metal songs in 8-bit, or is it 8-bit songs in nu metal style?
Nu metal songs in 8-bit.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I could not. If you're sitting here listening to like the Contra theme, but a new metal version of it.
I couldn't sit here. I was trying to do the moon theme from DuckTales, mm-hmm. but I can't do that just a cappella, and I definitely can't do it with a corn stink on it.
It's so fast too.
Corn with a K backwards.
Like those arpeggios.
Yeah, getting fieldy going off on it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't. So why are you listening to 8-bit covers of nu metal? What's going on, buddy?
Oh, because I think a lot of nu metal songs have a lot of like really good melodies to them, but I don't like the aesthetics of them very much. Okay, so yeah, then the 8-bit just gets you to like the good shit.
Okay, interesting. I'll have to check it out.
Or like, there's a lot of, this isn't nu metal, this is more like pop punk, but there's a lot of like, this one Spotify account does a lot of like Offspring covers and stuff.
Okay.
And I really like Offspring melodically.
Yeah, but you have to deal with Dexter Holland sneering bullshit.
It's just a lot of things about how the kids are or aren't all right.
Yeah, I'm a little stinker. Like, a lot of the songs have an I'm a little stinker.
Yeah, and like, he keeps singing about how I'm like a meaner Billy Joe.
Yeah, he's not that much meaner, though. He's not that much edgy.
Just a little bit more edgy than Billy Joe.
I feel like he's actually less edgy. He did Pretty Fly for a White Guy, which is one of the least edgy things you could do. That song's excruciating. Have you listened?
I have been listening to that. We've gotten Beat Saber back out, so I've been listening to a lot of Green Day.
Yeah, yeah. The good for you getting to some movement in.
That's right, yeah. Gary. I'm trying to have some movement in my life.
Yeah, we're entering the rainy season. I've been doing my daily walks and everything, but I got to figure out an alternative to it. Since I've lost some weight, I'm real bony now. My shoulders look disgusting. So I was thinking about like, what if I got some kind of muscle?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be good.
I no longer have the fat that makes it look a little bit like, oh, that guy's big, he's probably muscular.
Yeah.
You know, now it's like a very clearly not muscular.
Yeah, no, the weakness is more apparent.
Super apparent right now. I'm looking at my fucking little stick arms right now, and it's pathetic.
It's really changing your cosplay options, I'll say.
Yeah, I can't really do anything except for a potato with toothpicks sticking out of it. Like, it is very difficult for me to have something to have my silhouette.
And actually, the guy who created the potato with toothpicks did get canceled because of some of he did some Charlie Kirk tweets, but they were like orthogonal to the conversation. But he still got, so he got canceled from both sides.
Yeah, it's actually unfortunate because when you read the first one, you're like, oh man, toothpick guy, it's kind of based. And then you read the other one, and it's like, oh, this guy's just being a fucking clone.
Well, but he kept saying Charlie Kirk's death was inevitable, as is all of ours.
Yeah.
And then it was pictures of tombstones.
Yeah. And the tombstones were bleeding as well, which is weird. It got abstract.
In hindsight, I think a lot of those were Castlevania Game Over screens.
Yeah. Which, I mean, honestly, it just ends up making the whole thing confusing.
Yeah. I mean,
you can get canceled for that. But once you're canceled, you're just gone. You
know? Once you're canceled, God, fucking cancel culture, am I right?
Castlevania. Eh?
It's really good. It's really good, man.
It's really good.
I was letting it breathe. It was really good.
It's really good. Like, it's that could be a t-shirt.
That could be a horrible t-shirt. Oh my God. Gary, what if non-zero chance?
Yeah.
We're going to PRGE, or we've just been at PRGE. Might see a Castlevania shirt.
Yeah. Kind of curious about Castlevania.
Gary, do you have a button maker?
Say what?
You have a button maker?
No.
Fuck. I really expected my wife to have a button maker, and she doesn't.
Yeah, me too. Liv might. I should check in with the old wife, see if she has a button maker.
Because I had ideas for guppy buttons.
What's the idea?
Oh, I had a couple. One is a skeletal hand clutching a Nokia in like a pixel art style.
Like it.
And the other is one of the ghosts, like the Lost from Isaac, with a no over it.
Yeah, I like that as well. Well, I'll ask and I'll see if Liv has a button maker.
Find out if your fucking wife has a button maker. I'm sorry that I swore.
Yeah, no, I will. I'll check in with the fucking wife. I think she's at the store now, but I'll check in after we get done recording.
What store she at?
Probably Winco.
Probably Winco. God, that parking lot's always a mess. I wish they'd mobilize.
the Winco, the California. Yeah.
It's all plywood everywhere. It, Gary, it is so fucking fraught to be doing this a week in advance, not knowing what's going to happen in the next fucking week.
Yeah. It's we're recording this on the 12th.
Yeah.
So if something really, really horrible happened and we're making light of it in advance, it's like having the Twin Towers be gone in Deus Ex. They didn't know.
Yeah, no. They were,
you know?
I do think at least one person, I think probably Spectre? Warren knew. Yeah, Spectre yeah. knew.
Yeah, Spectre knew. He's so fucking coy.
He's so coy, and he loves Mickey Mouse so fucking much.
He loves Mickey Mouse so much, and you know what he doesn't like that much? Deus Ex.
Yeah.
Like, it's really frustrating. He's just like, no, it was, you know, the good version of this game would be like this. And I'm like, what are you talking about, man?
It would certainly have, at the very least, at one sword shaped like a big key.
Yeah. you made the best video game of all time, and you don't even fucking realize it.
I love the idea. I think they came out around the same time. I love the idea of, like, Deus Ex coming out and Warren Spector just being, leave me the fuck alone. I'm in Agrabah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm fine. I just found the keyhole. Goofy just learned a new technique. Fuck off.
No, they're going to show Mickey again.
People are calling Liberty Island a perfect tutorial. Fuck off.
No, the perfect tutorial is this beach where you don't get to play for a long time. They just talk.
And you get asked kind of esoteric questions that have massive effects on how your skill gain happens later on in the game.
Yeah. The perfect tutorial. God. I told you, Gary, about the time I met Warren Spector, right?
I don't think you did.
It's a good, embarrassing Gary story.
Oh, good.
It was at the Classic Game Fest in Austin, Texas. And he was there because he lives in Texas.
Sure.
And he was preparing for his panel. He was working on a laptop at his table.
Oh, no, Gary.
Yep. And I came up to him.
Oh, no.
And I said, oh, you know, hey, Mr. Spector, I'm just a really big, you know, big fan. Love Deus Ex. And I've never had a celebrity who was more done with me. Like,
yeah,
with fewer words. Usually when you say that, people are pretty nice, you know, and you have to be. It's like something you do. Like, it's something, it's not, you don't have to be, but it's like a skill.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, you don't, because nobody says it to you. But like, if you learn, you learn that skill. What do you do when somebody says that kind of thing to you?
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, that's, you know, the keeping your brand strong.
You got to keep the brand strong, man. And the trick is to build a brand that is authentically you.
Yeah. I like to say thank you. Because then the
when people really like Guppy, it's a cry for help.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to get some weirdos, you know? It's not just going to be your sycophants in the Slack anymore.
Enjoying this show does not imply wellness.
Yeah. Well, looking forward to meeting some unwell people. I hope you are. I don't know why I said that like Yoda.
Yeah, man,
I started the sentence and it was in a different order when it came out.
It reminded me a lot of my favorite Latter-day Kevin Smith film, Yoda Coded.
Yeah, Yoda Coders. Anywho, just discussed it with me and wanted me to leave as soon as possible, and I had him sign a flyer from the show, which I still have somewhere. He fucking hated my guts.
He was working and you interrupted him.
I did interrupt him. I didn't have the wherewithal. It's just like, hey, there's nobody at the table. I have to go up. Now is the only time.
Maybe he didn't make Deus Ex. And they just put his name on it.
Yeah, like Harvey Smith is actually just the guy, the man behind the man.
Yeah, and like maybe, so now you were just invoking his huge shame point. God, he's got a huge shame point.
I've seen pictures of it.
Big swing and shame.
Next to a ruler. Yeah. If I got up and asked about Epic Mickey. Oof,
Emperor Wilhelm the First.
What? Oh, which ruler?
Yeah. Which little
ruler?
Your
hurry to get that joke out interfered with the joke.
No, I don't think so.
You said who in a way. You were so delighted with what you were going to do. You said it loud enough that like it broke up on the Discord.
That's okay. It was funny to me. Yeah. I got the joy out of it. I don't need other people to get the joy out of it.
Yeah. Everything to Guppy. If I had said Epic Mickey, I think that I would have been his best friend. Because I'm sure nobody has walked up to him and been like, man, Epic Mickey, Epic Mickey 2.
Yeah. you absolutely delivered on what you promised and what people wanted.
Yes. You had your finger on the pulse.
You definitely didn't deliver a deeply compromised product that wouldn't have been good in the first place.
Yeah. I think you just
a bad idea, poorly executed. Not you.
A bad idea. Yep. A bad idea, poorly executed is how I would describe that as well.
I wouldn't, because I'm talking to Warren Spector, my new best friend.
Okay. And they'd be pretty rude. And he's a fucking god in Texas video games. He'd have you, like, George Romero would have your legs. Like, he would just, you know, get you in trouble.
George Romero? The director?
Yeah. I meant the John dead Romero. Director?
Okay. I meant John okay, Romero. Yeah.
That's my bad.
He would make me his bitch.
Yeah, and you'd have to suck it down. Daikatana.
Daikatana.
Yeah.
You know, actually, if you go back and play it, actually pretty good.
It's not so bad. It's not good.
No, it's dude. It's dog shit. I was.
No, it, like eventually it gets better. Like
eventually, it yeah. The really first level is just hitting. It's just kicking frogs.
The first level is fucking awful. It does get a little bit better though. You know, it does. It is. It is bad. It's not worst game of all time bad though.
No, it's just. No. God.
Every worst game of all time is actually kind of interesting usually.
Yeah. Did that come out after? That came out after Half-Life, right?
Yes.
Jesus. Brutal. Yeah.
Bleak.
Crispy. Yeah. Monster Blitz. We're talking about all the monsters. It's crispy.
Oh, yeah. It's crispy. This guy's a huge pain in the ass.
Yeah, but it's interesting. Like, this is interesting design space.
It's an interesting design space that I find frustrating in Isaac for reasons we'll describe. He is one of the Roddies or Skinnies, but on fire.
Yeah. The there's a mild, they at least changed the art a little bit in that his teeth are visible and his eyes are more squinty.
Yes. In addition to having flames on him.
And little burn patches on his skin.
He walks towards you slowly, and he takes damage constantly. And the more damage he take, the faster he gets.
Yeah. Whether you are shooting him or whether he is burning either way, the damage increases how fast he goes. His skin also darkens as he burns.
Yep. Very interesting design space.
Mm-hmm.
Unavoidable damage if you haven't gotten enough speed ups. And they can appear right away.
Enough knockback.
Yep. They can appear in the burning basement. This can be in the second room you go into.
Yeah.
And you have nothing you can do. I don't like that.
Yeah, that is absolutely rough in terms of design. You know, the caveat is you don't get burning basement until you've got some of the game under your belt. But even so,
because it's a stat check. It's not really a skill check. Like if you have base speed, you cannot outrun these guys.
Yeah.
Once they start going, and depending on the route, so it's just like a stat check, which I find kind of to be a bummer.
Yeah. But the idea of a slowly self-destructing enemy that gets more dangerous the more damage it is a really cool idea.
Yeah. Into it. You know, and because Isaac doesn't deal with enemies doing more damage generally, they had to do it with speed. You know, you could take an enemy whose like tier rate gets better as it takes more damage, or something like that. Or its bullet pattern gets more complicated as it takes more damage. Like that's something you could do if you didn't want to just have it be faster than you.
How would you feel about an Isaac enemy who is very easy to deal with, but their gimmick is when they hit you, it's 3 hearts?
Bad.
Yeah, you think that's.
Yeah, I don't like that. I feel like you would die to them accidentally a lot.
Yeah, that's fair.
And it would feel bad.
Okay.
Like, what the fuck happened? Yeah. The very high risk, high reward glass cannon.
Sometimes I like that idea of like putting an enemy on the board that is crazy dangerous, but also technically very easy to deal with.
Yeah.
I like the attention tax that imposes.
You were talking about Half-Life. The classic example are the poison headcrabs from Half-Life 2.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are a great example of that. Like, you can do that design space really well. I think Isaac isn't the space for it.
Probably not. No, it's already a little hard to track all the enemies on the screen at once.
Yeah. Yep. And with the random room layouts. Say what?
You want to play a game?
Yeah.
You want to play the game of names?
You got excited again and it cut you out on Discord, but I think you said the game of names.
Yeah, do you want to play the game of names?
Yeah.
Discord can't get mad at me. I'm just a little guy.
It's micro and soft. Yeah.
It's micro soft.
Game of names.
So, Gary, this is a simple game about your feelings. Okay. I have generated a random list of names. To avoid unconscious bias, they're all male. I've selected them to all be male-presenting, traditionally male-presenting names.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to give me kind of an impression of the name, and then tell me whether you liked it more or less than the previous name. And then that winner will keep going.
Yeah, like a tournament.
Tournament style. Yeah.
When you say an impression of the name, like what would I like the person with this name?
Yeah, or just what feelings it evokes in you, you know?
Okay.
All right, and then this is a randomly generated list, so we're just going to kind of go through it, okay?
Okay.
First name, David.
David's okay. David yeah? It makes me feel generally safe.
Interesting.
I like David.
I don't have him on the list. How do you feel how do you feel about a Dave?
Dave is like a more fun David. I like Dave more than David.
But do you trust Dave as much as you trust David?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Dave is bringing me into his confidence.
Oh, that's exciting. Okay. Name number two is Todd.
Todd I don't like.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. No, Todd's a piece of shit. Like it less than Dave.
Okay. All right. Well, again, and the first name was David. So we got to.
I do like David less than Todd.
More than Todd.
David more. Yes.
Okay.
David more. Yes.
Gary, you're going to have to self-police on what the words more or less mean. I can't do it for you in this game. It will become
too difficult. I hold up my hands and see which one makes an L? How do I do that?
I think that might be a really strong move for you. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I like David more.
All right. So David is still our champion name. Best of all names. Elvis.
Novel.
Don't think he wrote one.
It'd
be fun. I was going to say it'd be fun if Elvis had written a novel when he was like 50 or whatever, but it would have just been like a Civil War novel where maybe the South wins.
Or just like ghostwritten by somebody.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be probably. Fake. It'd be like Houdini's novel. I still think I like David more than Elvis.
Houdini's novel, who dis?
David.
Okay. David. All right. Durwood.
Ooh, Durwood sounds like he runs an inn. I think Durwood's the new champ.
Okay. All right. Venom.
Venom, I love.
Randomly generated list, not a test.
Yeah.
I should have said that at the start. Gary, this is not a test.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. I assume most things you do are a test, so it's good to know.
This one's not a test, and the list is randomly generated. I did not sit and write out the list, and this is not a test.
I understand.
Venom.
Venom, pretty good if I met a Venom. You know, even if it wasn't the Venom. Yeah, Venom's good. Venom's the new winner.
Okay.
Venom over Durwood.
I can imagine some guys you meet named Venom who suck.
Yeah. But a fun way to ameliorate that is to add a last name to it.
Yeah,
like Venom
Johnson.
If somebody's name is like, Venom Johnson or like Venom Rookwood, like I'm back in.
Now I'm imagining being at PRGE and you meet someone. He's like, hi, I'm Venom.
Yeah. And I could be like, what's your last name? And then if they had an answer, then I'm back in.
Oh, it's Venom Scorpion Strike.
Yes. The Venom Butterfield. I could change my name.
You could. Buddy.
No, Buddy's no good.
Buddy's no good.
Buddy's no good. That person smokes too much pot.
Okay. So just be clear, Venom defeated David.
Yep.
Okay.
And Buddy is not winning Venom.
Yeah. Chester.
Chester Venom. Chester Butterfield, Venom Butterfield.
Oh, you don't want to get dosed on Chester Venom, man.
Yeah.
You won't die, but other people will wish you had.
Yeah. It turns you into a chap punk. Like a steampunk chappy. Rap. I think I'll still go in Venom.
Yeah.
On that, Chester's too much of a Poindexter.
Sure. Rutherford.
You know, unless they're in the Strokes, too much of a Poindexter. Venom.
This Rutherford is in the Strokes.
Ooh. Rutherford, Venom, Venom, Rutherford, Rutherford, Butterfield, short for Ford. Doesn't shorten it well enough. Rutherford's too long. Yeah, like a long game like that, you could shorten, but Rutherford is too, that's too much.
I think we're going to run into that problem with this next one too. A Rumple teaser.
Rumple teaser is really good.
Yeah, you have strong, you have powerful good feelings from Rumple teaser.
Rumple teaser Butterfield.
I mean, we're not picking names for you necessarily.
I'm using my own last name as a little test.
Sure.
And also, what if I married these people? Rumple teaser. Rumple teaser might be the winner now.
Okay. Fair enough.
If I'm at like a bar and someone's like, "Hey, man, my name's Venom," you know, it is true. They might suck. If someone says, "My name is Rumple teaser," like, that's a good time.
Gary, it's a great time. No one can deny it. Someone comes up and introduces themselves as a character from Cats, you know you're going to have a fun conversation.
Yeah. What's your name? My name's Rumple teaser.
Okay.
Cool. What band's you into?
Cool.
You know?
And Andrew Lloyd Webber, mostly?
Yeah. Yeah. How's Mungo Jerry? Oh, we don't talk about him.
No, you know? No.
Why not?
I used to be a drummer for Skimbleshanks, but...
Yeah, Skimbleshanks. Oh, there's a name.
I considered it with the random generator, but it would be too powerful, I knew.
Yeah.
Aloysius.
No, I'm staying with Rumple teaser on that one.
You got to give me some feelings on Aloysius.
Aloysius is, all I can think of is Argoth from Final Fantasy Tactics.
Okay, yeah. Those dudes both start with the same letter.
And they look like the same kind of little shits.
Yeah, Thaddeus.
Thaddeus. Again, very strokesy.
Sure, or Venture Brothers.
Or Venture Brothers. Yeah, and shortens to Ted. Interesting.
Oh, you a Ted guy?
I don't mind a Ted. I like a Ted more than a Todd.
Certainly, it seems like that's the case.
Yeah. Rumple teaser, Thaddeus. I think I'm still going Rumple teaser.
That's fair.
For the novelty.
Yeah, the game, you know, the game is just about your feelings. This is not a test.
No, not a test at all. Yeah, I hear you.
Merle.
Don't like Merle.
Okay. All right. Get out of here, Merle. Magnus.
Not super into Magnus.
Okay. It's a randomly generated list, bud.
I know. But especially compared to Rumple teaser.
Okay. Yeah. Taco.
I like Taco quite a bit. That makes me think of tacos. Taco might win. Like, I don't know. Can I ask a question about this person?
Yeah, man.
Is this person Hispanic in origin? And
it's actually a huge controversy in the fandom.
Yes.
They got in a lot of trouble for it.
Okay. Because I couldn't just call somebody Taco.
No. Spelled T-A-A-K-O.
Okay. Like an octopus.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Two A's, though.
Two A's. I guess I'm going back to Rumple teaser in that case.
That's,
I like Taco, but I don't want to get in trouble.
To the listeners, I know that was mean. I'm sorry. Melchior.
You Melchior?
Melchior.
Melchior, I don't like it. It sounds like somebody mispronouncing Melchior.
Okay. Great. we're still on Rumple teaser is still top name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unguent.
Ooh, that's more of a cream than a name.
A terrible thing to say to anyone to their face. Is that what Warren Spector said to you?
Yeah. He said it with his fucking eyes. He said that he wouldn't put me out if I was on fire with his eyes. I've literally never felt more contempt from a stranger.
What, like, did he actually say? You have to remember. It has to be burnt in.
He mumbled.
Oh.
Thanks. And then he kind of looked at his laptop with intention.
With, like, work he was doing?
With work he's doing at his booth.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't doing work in an office.
He was doing it at his booth that has Warren Spector on it. I thought he was like, must have been in like the quiet room or something doing some writing.
No. He's getting ready. It's before he goes on stage to do his panel.
Did you get a chance to see what was on the laptop and whether it was Mickey, Raw Dog, and Minnie?
I didn't get to see that. I bet you he feels really good about Steamboat Willie being public domain now.
It's a big day for him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it really, it adds a lot of context to that part in Kingdom Hearts 2 where you go back to Steamboat Willie times.
Yeah. Ooh, we could all do something with that part now.
Yeah.
No longer copyrighted. Those characters from Kingdom Hearts could raw dog anything.
So, Unjuant.
Unjuant I don't like as a name.
Okay. Sora.
Hmm. You know, too many Kingdom Hearts associations, I want to say.
It's also that new bad AI video thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Shit. Yeah, definitely Rumpelteazer still.
Okay. Francis?
No, no Francis. Too nerdy. Nerd from Pee-wee's Big Adventure and from Deadpool.
David 2.
I like David 2 a lot.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm David 2. No, I like David 2. David 2 is the new winner.
Okay, excellent. Perfect. Great. Do you like David 2 more than David?
Yes.
Okay. Why?
Novel.
Sure.
Still has some trustworthiness, but it's like a new, you know, for a new generation.
Uh-huh.
There. It reminds you of how restaurants are named.
You know? Yeah, they do. Sometimes they just make a sequel to the restaurant.
Yeah, there's like Euro House and then Euro House 2.
Yeah.
Shows up.
Do you assume Gyro House 2 is going to be better or worse than Gyro House 1?
That's a great, I don't know. I try not to assume those things because I can see an argument for either.
Because, like, it's the guy's brother, right?
Yeah.
Like, it usually does follow the Gallagher model a little bit.
Yeah. 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 And Gallagher 2, fine. Once you get to Gallagher 3, no good.
At some point, you fall off on Gallaghers, it's true.
Yeah. Crisis on Infinite Gallaghers.
They're hitting a small orange with a golf club, and it just don't just don't land the same.
At some point, they've got a banana, and they kind of hit it with their hand, and then you're supposed to pay for that.
I'm supposed to pay for that. I'm supposed to be aroused by that because I am.
No, it's not. I mean, it kind of looks like a dick, and they put the banana in a condom.
I do kind of want to see a banana get put in the smashing machine.
Yeah. Into that.
Yeah, me too, man. Ferguson.
I can't handle Ferguson. Too many Clarissa Explains It All.
I wondered.
Memories. Yeah. Ferg face.
There's a childhood crush that went wrong.
Yep. I was just about to say, yeah. Yeah.
Hadley.
Hadley. That's got a little... So David 2 is the current champion. Hadley.
David 2
Hadley's
is the current
pretty good.
Champion.
Hadley's also gender neutral.
Uh-huh.
Sounds a little strokesy, but like a little modern. It's kind of like an Aiden or something.
The Dakota. Thing that we're mostly learning through this game is what you think about the strokes.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been in a real strokes renaissance lately. I like the strokes. I just think they have douchebag names.
I need to look up what the actual names of the guys in the strokes are.
Oh, it's going to blow your mind.
Okay, yeah. So we got Julian Casablancas, Nikolai Fraicher, Albert Hammond Jr., Fabrizio Moretti, and Nick Valenci. That's I can kind of see where you're coming from.
Yeah, they all sound like rich kids. It's like the guys in Sonic Youth are like that as well. Thurston Moore.
But then you look at the picture of Julian Casablancas on Wikipedia, and what a sweet boy he looked like.
Yeah, yeah, he's aging weird. That guy got old. Hadley, I can't do David. David 2 is still better than Hadley.
Okay, that's totally fair, Gary. We're doing this
not a test
for science, right? And it's not a test.
Not a test.
Vegnagun.
Vengagun.
Vegnagun.
Vegnagun.
Yeah.
It sounds like something Snoop Dogg would call a pussy or something.
That's very funny given what Vegnagun actually is.
I don't think Vegnagun is very good.
No, you don't like Vegnagun?
No, it doesn't sound like anything, and it would be hard to shorten. It
doesn't sound like anything except what Snoop Dogg calls a woman's vagina.
Yeah, it sounds like something Snoop Dogg would call a pussy.
Next up on the randomly generated list, Vengabus.
Vengabus. No, too many associations with that that dancing old man. Which, I like that song just fine. We get that little critter. I didn't like that little cryptid that popped out.
I like him.
Yeah?
I like imagining him in my dreams with my... I mean, I'm obviously going to have some warm feelings towards him since he looks exactly like my dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty cool to know what your dad looks like. Pretty big flex.
Yeah, I mean, it might be that I've just replaced my memories of my dad with the dancing Vengabus guy.
Yeah, that is true.
I've actually replaced a lot of my memories with him, almost like he is a virus in my head that is spreading.
Yeah.
Can I tell you about what I'm doing in Arkham Horror right now?
Yeah.
We're doing fan campaigns.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Because we've gone through all the traditional campaigns. So we're doing a fan campaign that's set in 2157.
Okay.
It's really neat. They're doing like a lot of like Event Horizon shit and stuff like that. The premise is actually super cool. Like it starts the same way as Path to Carcosa does, where you go see the King in Yellow and then fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of waking up in a fucked up theater, you wake up in your cryopod.
That's interesting.
And then later you find out, like at the end of the first scenario, you find out what happens is your original characters went completely insane after seeing the play and died in an asylum and had their brains taken out and scanned.
Oh, yay. Is it, and you're doing this on a totally legal tabletop simulator.
Absolutely 100% legal.
Does it have good art?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Who can say if it's AI generated or not, but it's very good art. Like there's like a set of fan campaigns that everybody, if you look, there's like six or seven that are people like, no, these work. These are great.
That's awesome. I never even thought about fan campaigns. That's a fun idea.
Yeah. First experience with it. Some of the mechanics were like maybe slightly could have been written slightly better, but really well executed ideas. And they kind of nod at the fact like, okay, yes, it's weird that you're still fighting with like your Derringer or whatever, but
yeah, like it sounds good.
But I thought about it because right at the end of it, I caught a cyber virus.
Okay.
From scanning stuff. And you know how sometimes in Arkham Horror, you're like, oh, this won't matter. And then sometimes when you're reading the resolution, it's like, and note down that you have the cyber virus. Like,
yeah. Fuck. The cyber virus is going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
That's what the Joker was in Batman Beyond, I think.
Kind of, yeah. He was a chip in the back of Tim Drake's neck.
Yeah, he was some kind of cyber virus.
Also kind of in the Arkham games.
Yeah, I guess it's true. He does kind of become a tulpa thing that
killed the Justice
around.
League, you know?
Yeah. It sucks those games suck. Because I like the idea of that. The Justice League as a pantheon of like boss fights is a good idea.
Yeah, they're not that they're not very. I played all through the base game of Kill the Justice League because I was curious. They're not very good fights.
I've heard that, which is a bummer. Like, how do you do a Flash fight? Is a cool idea.
And also, just genuinely kind of a bummer that it's Kevin Conroy's final turn as Batman, and he is playing Arkham Batman in that.
Yeah, but not anyway. The best. Yeah.
Jefferson.
I like Jefferson.
You like it more than David too?
I think so. I never met a Jefferson. Mm-hmm. I'd like to meet a Jefferson.
That's funny to me that you like it because when I was randomly generating these names, I put Hadley in there and then thought about Hadleysburg and I was like, oh, I'll put Jefferson Davis's name in here.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking about.
It's not a test though.
No. No, I was thinking about it as Jefferson Davis specifically.
Mike.
Mike's okay.
Do you like more Jefferson?
No.
Brett.
Brit. I like Brett. Not more than Jefferson, though.
Okay, so far Jefferson is your favorite name on this list. Do you like Jefferson more than Rumpelteazer or Venom?
Yeah. not a test.
Not a test. Vungus Abundus, servant of the fungus.
One more time.
Vungus Abundus, servant of the fungus.
Okay. That's got some interesting connotations if you meet somebody named Vungus Abundus.
Vungus Abundus.
Vungus Abundance.
Abundus. Servant Abundus. Of the fungus.
Service of the fungus. Servant of the fungus. You know what? That's too sinister. I don't want to get served by fungus.
Okay.
I like it as a name for a
boss. Does it help that in the fiction, the fungus is like it's like a post-apocalyptic world, and the fungus is the name for like the subculture mafia that like serves the needs because the totalitarian government wasn't serving them?
No.
Not unlike the Tongs.
who I learned about on a podcast recently.
It still has fungus connotations, though.
Do you eat mushrooms?
Yeah, big time.
And yet, some of these names, randomly generated, are things I just say to myself while walking around the house when my wife's not home.
Okay.
Like fungus abundus, servant of the fungus.
You just randomly say that to yourself, but it's from something because I had some backstory.
No, I made up the backstory after I made up the name.
Oh, okay. Good. Good work.
I generated a phrase, and then my mind was like, who's that?
Yeah. I assumed that this bit was trying to launder me into anime of some kind.
No, I didn't do that with it. And also the names are randomly generated. Oh, yeah. Jason.
Not dust. Don't like Jason.
No? You're not a Jason guy?
Not a Jason guy. I've met some okay Jasons. I've met some not so great Jasons.
Little subcategory. This won't count for the overall score. Jason or Justin?
Justin.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. But we're still on Jefferson.
Still on Jefferson.
I can randomly generate in here Justin. Justin.
Jefferson still wins.
Okay. The list is randomly generated. Will.
I like Will.
Yeah? Just tell me about the feeling. When you hear the name Will, what are the feelings?
They're generally good. I think it is a nice, neutral, trusty name.
Yep.
Feels friendly. I associate it with characters named Will, like with Illusion of Gaia or whatever.
Sure.
You know, like good characters, mm-hmm. or Will Graham.
Yeah, not a good man.
Or like a Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Will's good. I like Will. I like that name.
Versus Jefferson.
Will's winning right now. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. The list is randomly generated. Levi.
Yep. Levi.
Not a test.
Not a test. I like that name quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Levi.
Yep.
Levi might beat Will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Randomly generated, not a test.
Randomly generated, not a test. You're going to say that Levi beats Will?
The associations that come with Levi. Well, because remember, I was almost named Levi.
Sure.
So I have some attachment to that. Yep. And I think it sounds cool.
Yeah. Okay. So you're putting you're picking Levi over Will?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of not how I was randomly hoping that would go.
Now, yeah.
Next name on the list is Nick.
Nick, I like.
I don't care.
but not more than Levi as a name.
Okay. All right. So Levi, you still pick Levi. Next name on the list randomly generated is Brayton.
Yeah. Like
really Brayton, kind of really kind of thought that Will would be kind of moving through this part of the tournament bracket.
No. Will got eliminated pretty late in the game, but pretty quick in this segment of the game.
Got eliminated at the first opportunity.
Yeah, but it made it around. This is like TKO, you know? It's good to make it around. Brayton's going to win, I think, over Levi.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Last name on the list is Derek.
Brayton's going to win.
Cool. Who cares? Who gives two shits? Yeah. Who fucking gives two shits, man? I could not fucking care less. Yeah. This game was bad, and I'm sorry I did it. I'm so fucking mad right now.
It was a mistake.
Piece of shit.
Did you really think by the way,
Merle, Magnus, and Taco, that's the guys from the Adventure Zone. Ha!
Oh, okay.
That's the characters from the first Adventure Zone campaign.
Ah. Yeah.
Everyone was laughing at you.
Probably. Character's named Taco, huh? I had to play with that.
Yeah.
No.
Good job, man. They got themselves wrapped around the axle on that a little bit.
They get in trouble every once in a while, but they always come out squeaky clean. You know?
Yeah, pretty clean.
Yeah, they bounce back. You know? They're uncancelable. The one nobody likes got in trouble again recently with something, but I only caught kind of like vague wind of it.
Yeah, I try not to pay too much attention to it.
Yeah, it's not fun drama. Agreed.
Gary, what should people do if they enjoy this show about The Binding of Isaac and hurting me randomly? Not a test.
Well, send in go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and send in a review with the names that you like more than the name Will.
Yeah.
Like Gary, for example, or Kay.
Yeah, I didn't put those names on the list because it didn't feel like it'd go well for me.
Yeah, like assumed, yeah.
Randomly generated.
Yeah.
People can also leave a review like this one left on Apple Podcast by Sean T. For when I'm feeling sardonic. I've listened to about 50 episodes non-continuously over the last few years. I use the show as a litmus test for how I'm doing mentally. If I'm feeling good, I'll skip it. And if I'm feeling a bit down or having a bad time, I'll listen and get some chuckles and a sense of camaraderie. Gary is very funny, and Will is also funny. Haven't played the game much, but it doesn't matter. A 5-star review.
Oh, thank you.
A little light negging of me in there.
Yeah, that is a little light negging. And, only listening to it for a pick-me-up, I was thinking the opposite.
Yeah, I also kind of thought you're testing to see whether you have depression. The way I'm definitely not depressed, and you can tell because I've been watching TV and playing games in my VR headset.
You can tell also by how much you talk about the yearn for the smashing machine.
I just like it as a machine. I just think it's good design, you know?
It is really beautiful. It's more of a
in my head. It's a hydraulic press.
Functional art, you know. Functional art. Not everything to Guppy.
Hey, it's me, functional art. Good to meet you. Hey, functional art.
And I'm sex ed. And we're here to be two subjects in school who are cool guys.
Sex ed is a fun name for a guy.
Yeah, sex ed and functional art.
Gary, when you do the Retronauts panel, can you introduce yourself as the Batman of podcasting this week?
I will try
to. Can you have done that?
If you remind me, I will 100% do it.
Okay.
I have not been not doing that on purpose. I just forget at the time of recording because I forget everything.
Yeah, there's no memories of...
Yeah, of Guppy. When something's recorded, I forget it, generally. If you remind me, I will 100% do it. And Retronauts, you have a cute intro, like... In that show, you say your name and then you do like a cute intro related to the topic. I will non sequitur that shit to be Batman.
Wait, was I supposed to be doing that?
Probably.
I didn't do that in my episode. Fuck, that's why you said Coldberg.
He told me. I just didn't want to tell you because I wanted you to feel bad.
Oh my God. Fuck.
Yeah. Jeremy told me too, and it was weird because we don't talk that much, but he sent me a text specifically for it.
He's so small.
Yeah. But it's so sartorial.
Sartorial of the Abyss.
Sartorius is very good.
Yeah.
No ghost.